different. Hello.
Hello, Molly?
Yes.
Hi, Molly. You were speaking to Caden. He's my acquisitions manager for that duplex you got in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I just wanted to hop on the phone and see if we could hash out numbers real quick, because I think you and your client here and I are kind of apart on our offers, but I think there's a chance we could come together and get something that he's looking for. But I just wanted to see if you had a moment to chat. Are you busy?
I have about like 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go.
Do you want me to call you back? Do you want me to, once I get on my appointment?
I've got a little bit of a dinner plan after this, so I think I probably only now, but I could chat with you tomorrow. Of course, Caden's available right now, but I wanted to figure out what your client needs to move to your next situation, because he's looking for the 125 down to pay off part of the mortgage or pay off the full mortgage. What does he need to net to get into his next situation in terms of like cash right now as a down payment?
Well, he said he would do the 75, but he does want, you know, he said he'd come down, he would do 5.5 interest rate.
Right. So let's see if that's cash flowing. Maybe it will be cash flowing. If it's cash flowing, that's totally fine. We're just looking to make a similar return to the stock market, like at least 10% cash on cash. So if we're looking at, what's the purchase, 485 on this? Is that what he offered?
Yes, he did. Yes. At first I thought he said even actually more than that. But then when we talked again, you know, because he had come in with like, oh yeah, like $450 a month, which was a big mistake. He didn't mean that. It just got transposed to wrong.
Got it. So
yeah, he was going to give more at the end.
Okay. So maybe some sort of balloon payment. We'll get you a solidified offer for them to consider in just a moment here. I know he's already put one together, but we'll get you a real LOI and proof of funds for this. So we're looking at, if we do 5.5% interest on this with the 75 down, we're looking at paying $3,000 a month to your client here. Now, do you know what the property's potential to rent out for is?
I'd have to look it up. I've given all that information to Caden. I think it's $4,000 a month, 4, if I remember correctly.
$4,000 a month? Okay.
But I will say that his unit, you know, he's going to be moving, and he's not renting his out. So that still has to, you know.
I heard about that. He's going to be exiting the property. So as far as the financing, though, it's not on 485 because he has a mortgage in place. It would be on his equity here. So I saw on public record he owes like $200,000. So are we assuming the $200,000 and he's financing us the remaining amount? Is that sort of how the deal would work on this?
He does not owe that much.
Oh, really? So I guess that info is wrong. So he has a mortgage, some mortgage of some amount, regardless of what it is. Is the way that we're doing this, we pay off the mortgage or do we assume the debt? I'm open to either.
You know what? I think he was planning on just paying it off.
Okay, cool. Because we might be able to get him more money if we were just to take over his position in the loan. Because, of course, right now, you know, if he has, like, I saw he bought it some time ago, so he's got a lower interest rate than our crazy 6.5% that we're seeing right now. So that, you know, maybe we could give him a little bit more if we did that. Do you happen to know what he owes?
I'm thinking, don't hold me to this, please, like 60,000.
Oh, wow. So he's, oh, my gosh. So he's netting pretty much nothing after paying her commission. We pay off.
Yeah, he'll be paying $30,000, basically.
Oh, my goodness.
With closing and all that.
Well, hey, you know, this kind of reminds me of the last house I bought. I buy all over the U.S. I'm kind of crazy like that, but.
Nice.
The last house that I bought was 1347 Harvard Avenue in Memphis. They were listed for 290. They owed 260, and they were expecting to lose money on the sale. However, much like your situation, their interest rate was low, like 3-4%. So I was like, hey, why don't we just take over your debt? I assumed their mortgage. There's a ton of different ways to take over debt in the United States. And we were able to pay them profit that they weren't expecting to see. You know, I'll tell you what if we altered this offer? And we said, hey, maybe we can get your client positive $30,000 instead of negative $30,000, pay your commission on top of that, and pay closing costs. I think what we could do is we could make them payments. We pay the mortgage. We assume the debt that they have, and we have them in an arrangement for probably 6 or 7 years before we balloon them out and get them the remaining amount we owe him. That way your client's going to make more money. Do you think he'd be open to a new structure like that?
I bet he would. I mean, he just has to, he wants to get close to his grandkids. That's the whole reason he's selling.
He wants to get close to
his grandkids. So that's the reason he's selling. And, he's wanting to retire as well.
Oh, of course, of course. So I'll tell you what, here's what my structure is going to look like. But I'll text you and try to figure out what the payment is, because if I'm taking over the payment, I kind of have to factor that into the payments that I'm making. But I'm just going to text you a couple of questions for you to find out, like, what the mortgage actually costs. Not so much how much it is, but what it costs per month. Also the rental potential of the property, so I can understand what to give them here. But I think we could totally do your 5.5% interest. It looks like it's definitely going to cash flow. We take over the debt. We pay him money that he wasn't going to see anyways. We cover your comp. We cover closing costs. And then, we balloon him out 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. And, of course, the longer he waits, the more he makes in interest payments. But, I'd love to present an offer like that along with proof of funds, see if he'd take a peek.
I think that would work. And you guys, please do your due diligence on this property, because I can't, being a realtor, I can't really say a whole lot. But I told Caden, I said it's not in the best part of town. But at the same time, they've had no problems. And he lives there, he leaves, he's got a gate around it and everything. There's not like crime, and well, there probably is, but there's not like murders and that.
Hopefully it scares away my competition, because I got Section 8 tenant, so I hope that scares away my competition.
Okay.
I'm not too concerned. I tell you, some of my tenants, we found interesting chemistry sets in their basements. So, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Well, I just feel like, I should not be saying any of this, but I feel like I need to tell people. I don't want someone to not be able to see it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Because you're not here.
I see the gate. A lot of my properties look the same way as well. And, Section 8 pays a lot more. They give me good numbers. My rule is, if I can see the previous tenant's place of, or the tenant's place of residence, current place of residence, and it's in good condition and their landlord gives me a good reference and they've got the housing voucher, I'm good to go with them.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better.
Well, thank you so much. I'll shoot you a text requesting some info in terms of what the payment amount might be and what it can bring in, and then we'll go ahead and shoot you back an offer.
Okay, fabulous. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll be interested. Bye-bye.